Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. This is episode 12. And quite possibly this will be the last episode of season 3. I think it probably will be. Then we'll be starting season 4. But anyway, let's get started. So, we're in March of 2019. And guess what's happening? Come here, Flash. Of course, can't do it as good as I used to. But that's right. Not Roscoe P. Coltrane, but Bo Duke's coming to town. Yep. 1st of March, Bo Duke, John Schneider. Going to have him in concert at the Strand. Yeah, I told you in previous episodes we were having concerts at the Strand. This was all going to lead up to our proposal with the city, what we'll talk about in some upcoming episodes. But we had Bo Duke, John Schneider, going to be at the Strand for March. Now, we had Christian Davis opening up for him and Joelle Saunier. So, this was going to be a pretty cool thing. We also had the General Lee parked in front of the theater so people could come take pictures. Was a draw as well. So one of the things that I've always said and that we've been working on here is taking a major name and putting a Christian country artist in front of them. That would work. As Christian Davis, when he came down here, everybody loved him. I got comments the next day. In fact, on my way to church, a lady stopped me. I stopped at a convenience store, and she stopped me. She was telling me how much she enjoyed it. She said she liked John Schneider, but she loved Christian Davis. Never heard of him, but man, he was good. And he did. He put on a great show. Now, here is something that was crazy. The Office of Tourism and the Chamber of Commerce is in the same building here in Jennings. The Chamber of Commerce had it on their website and were promoting it. The Office of Tourism wasn't. It was half promoted, which I'm taking notes of all this, right? So this is crazy. Now, it's not costing the city, get this, it's not costing the city anything to have John Schneider in concert here, or Joelle Saunier and Christian Davis. It's not costing them anything. In fact, we worked it out to where it didn't even cost HLE Radio anything. And I'm not going to tell you the deal that was worked out, but basically, you could say it was a favor. Let me just put it to you that way. It was a favor. That's about the best way to put it. I got blessed. HLE Radio and myself got blessed. We got a John Schneider concert and a Joelle Saunier concert. We got blessed. And so did the city of Jennings. Because it didn't cost them anything. And with a concert that didn't cost them anything, with names like that, you had half. Now, I'm talking about the Tourism Bureau, not even a mention of it. They're in the same office, and didn't even share it on Facebook, didn't tweet about it, nothing. There was no promotion on their part, and hardly any by the chamber. I'm like, there's something wrong here. So you can see that we're up against it already. So, this is a small town, though, I guess. You know, the first thing I do after this is I'm going to bring this to someone's attention. But it's almost too late after it's over. The Strand, the theater, it got rented. So, city made money on that. City made money on concessions. The people that came in. It could have been done so much better. But nonetheless, it was still a great concert for everybody who got to be a part of it. And John Schneider and Joelle Saunier and Christian Davis were here. That's how we started off March 1st. But also, while that concert is going on, now the Strand is literally five buildings down from me. We're on the same block. They're on the corner. You can walk five businesses and to me. And then, there's just five businesses down. Then there's HLE Radio. Well, my brother Ark and Terrell and a helper, they had drove 14 hours to come down and tear out a wall for the family reunion. Because the family reunion is happening March 20th through the 24th. 20 days from March 1st with they're down here. I think it was a Friday night, March 1st was, I believe. So he worked, well, he left, I guess at noon or something, I don't know. He got here about 7 o'clock, right when the concert started. And of course, he didn't have time to go to the concert. He went straight to work. For those of you who don't know, HLE Radio, if you listened to it in an earlier episode, we started off on the other side of the building renting a 7x14 spot. There were two other people in the building. And the side of the building my office is in now was a Merle Norman. And we shared a bathroom. And you have to go back to the other episodes to hear all that. I'm not going to go through it again. But what we were doing was knocking out half of a wall to combine the two buildings so you'd have access. So I guess it's about, I want to say, I think it's 16 foot. No, 20 foot. 24 foot, something like that. I think we went 20, no, it's got to be more than that. I'm going to say it's 30 foot. I could get up and go measure it, but I'm not going to. Let's just say 30 foot, a little more, a little less. We cut about a 30 foot opening, and it opened up the room significantly because what was happening is we didn't have enough room for all of the artists when they came over. It was just too packed. We needed more room. So we have two things going on. I got Arkin and his helper over here working. I don't remember his name. Arkin kept calling him Lloyd, so we called him Lloyd. So I got Arkin and Lloyd working over here, remodeling the station, taking a wall out. Then I got John Schneider concert happening at the Strand. It's like going back and forth. Then after the concert's over, we say our goodbyes and everything at the Strand and everything. And we're here till, I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Then we're back up over here at 7 or 6 or whatever, and at it again. Worked all day Saturday, I believe, and Arkin had to drive back Sunday. But he knocked that wall out, him and Lloyd knocked that wall out, had it all cleaned up. I mean, it was something. It was just something. It was amazing. And we had an open room, plenty of room now to do the family reunion. And we had a lot of people coming for this family reunion. The fifth annual family reunion. Man, let me tell you who's coming for this one. I'll just tell you who is going to be here. James G., Steve Shirey, Peter McDougal, Wade Phillips, Jamie Lynn, Shelley Wilson, Scott Brown, Brent Harrison, Branded, Dwayne Campbell, Bruce Hedrick, Trevor Bohannon, Arkin Terrell, Trinity Winterstrom, Dawn Ricks, Rex Robards, Jenna Faith, Chuck and Jewel Waldrop, David Jordan, Mitch Bohannon, Steve Bridgman, Jace Harold, Justin Todd Harrod, Freddie Pate, Michael Lee, The Arenos, Butch Tinker, Cheyenne Rose, Matt Foster, Randy Fincham, Dwayne Williams, Philip David Harris, Kelly Kenning, Michael Knight, Suzette Michaels, and there were even more that he came. There were some folks that he came that I hadn't even met yet. Rick and Micah Schweinsberg with Red Hen Records came down. The ICM folks had came down. I mean, it was a gathering. So the schedule went like this: Wednesday the 20th, right at noon. It's always open house. People start coming in. But at 6 p.m., we did some concerts inside the stadium. But we did concerts and we broadcast them live on the air. The Christian Country Cafe concert. Well, we did some mini ones, 30 minutes. Wednesday night was Kelly Kenning at 6 o'clock, and then at 6:30 was Dawn Ricks, and then 7 was Dwayne Williams, and 7:30 was Rex Robards. Dawn didn't show up, though, so I forget who filled her place. Somebody stepped in for her. And then Thursday, we did the morning show, 7 to 10 like we always do, and whatever guests come in, they come in, whatever artists want to come in, but Thursday night, man, Matt Foster, 6 o'clock, Steve Bridgman, 6:30, Cheyenne Rose at 7, Jenna Faith, 7:30. Friday morning, we did the morning show as usual, 7 to 10, people hanging around. Then Friday night, 6 to 8 o'clock, we had two bands at the Strand, Scott Brown Band, the Jace Harrell Band. And that was a great night of music, man. Oh, wow. And then Saturday, of course, we meet at the Hampton, starting at 9 o'clock. And our buddy, Trevor Bohannon, gave the devotional there at the Hampton Inn. And then my buddy, Mitch Bohannon, which Trevor and Mitch found out they were kin, he come on after that at 9:30. Now, he's the guy. I told you in a previous episode, if you listen, I think it might have been episode 9, maybe. Episode 9 or 10. Well, Mitch is the guy who developed the short capo for Kaiser. Really changed the way a lot of people play, especially worship music. Really helped me out on the acoustic guitar when I was learning to play. Still learning to play. It was great. And then at 10 o'clock, we gave the room to the ladies. And man, they had a powerhouse meeting. I would find out that they would have a powerhouse meeting. I mean, it was powerful, I would come to find out. But then at 10:30, I had a writing class with Randy Fincham here at the station. And then, of course, at noon, we had ball crawfish at Mike's Seafood Restaurant here in town where we always do it. Been doing that ever since we started. And they treat us right over there. And they got great boiled crawfish. During crawfish season, that's March is the best time to get it. They're really big. But they do a great job over there. And they treat us right. And at 6 o'clock that night, we went back to the Strand. Brent Harrison and Michael Lee performed together. And then Branded was on stage. And then yours truly filled in on lead guitar for Branded. Now, up to this point, nobody really knew I played lead guitar to the extent of when they see me at the Being Home show with Brent Harrison. Remember I told you in a previous episode, my buddy Robert Welch from Branded had contacted me and said, hey. I said, yeah, man, I'm really a lead guitar player, but I'm rusty as all get out. But when they were coming to the family reunion, they said, hey, man, our guitar player ain't going to make it. Would you want to play? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things on my bucket list is to play with Branded. I wanted to play accordion, but if I can't play accordion, lead guitar would be the next best thing. Now, the accordion thing's a running joke with them. But yeah, I said, sure. I even got to play Caroline, which is my favorite song by Branded. So I got to play Caroline with them. I practiced the songs that they gave me to practice. And believe it or not, I would play two more times. I would play lead guitar with them. So I was just happy to be able to do that. And if they ever call me again to do it, I'll be happy to do it too. But I was just excited to be able to do that. But there was a lot of folks there at the family reunion who had never seen me play guitar before. Didn't even know I could play. So that was kind of funny in itself. Them like, wait a minute. So that was kind of cool. But the 5th annual family reunion was great. Man, I mean, it was probably, well, it was the biggest one yet to date. And we knew the 6th one was going to be bigger, except for this stupid COVID stuff. Didn't happen. I don't even know if there's going to be a 7th one or a 6th one. I don't even know if there's going to be another one yet, to be honest with you. But hey, we're going to leave it right there. We'll come back with a new season. Season 4 already, man. Wow. When we come back with the next one. Hey, I appreciate you. Check us out, hleradio.com. Check us out on choicesocial.us. Of course, we're on Twitter. I'm on the morning show. Hey, I appreciate you. Love you. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, Duped 28-2. I'll see you.